Welcome to the Did You Know podcast by Verisource, where we interview founders and executives at amazing technology companies that can help your business save time and money and grow, especially bring awareness to smarter, better, faster solutions that can transform your business.
Hello, everyone. This is Victor with Verisource. Welcome to another episode of the Did You Know podcast. Today, super excited to have a Calamu team on the podcast with me. Dean, who's the sales leader, will be going through a lot of interesting topics. Calamu essentially makes your data unhackable. And that is one of the coolest taglines I can think of, especially when we think about all the recent hacks alone, like Uber and Rockstar Games, which we're going to get right into it with a Dean. But hey, Dean, welcome to the podcast, and why don't you maybe introduce yourself?
Yeah, hi, Victor. It's a pleasure to be here. Huge fan of Verisource, so pleased to be joining you today. My name is Dean Archibald. I have the privilege of leading the sales team here at Calamu. We're on a bold mission, as you clearly pointed out there. The world and the data around the world is more vulnerable now than ever before, and we're very confident that we've got a solution that can help customers and entities of all shapes and sizes. So excited to share a little bit about that with you today.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I think what I usually love to start with is how did Calamu, came about? I mean, obviously the founder, I'm sure there are some interesting backstories of, why did they want to solve this specific problem? Because obviously cybersecurity in the last couple of years, every week there's a new cybersecurity company, right? And for good reason. I mean, there's more cloud, more software, and there's more loopholes for companies to be attacked. And so there's more and more solutions. But oftentimes we're seeing solutions that are protecting the perimeters or the edge or, these kind of things. But not a lot of companies focusing on actually the most important piece, which is the data itself, right? Yeah. So what was kind of maybe the vision of the founders of Calamu on why was certain because of their background, or how did this idea kind of came about?
Great question. So our founder Paul Lewis had spent about 30 years in data and cyber forensics before starting Calamu. And so what Paul did was he pretty much helped large enterprise organizations untangle the messy web that's associated with a data breach, especially with ransomware. And, Paul, through all that experience, came to the conclusion that despite all the investment and efforts to build a stronger, taller, more fortified perimeter, the bad guys are always going to get in. And the proof is in the pudding. We're seeing it on a daily, weekly, yearly basis. There's a proliferation of successful ransomware attacks. There's no reason to believe that it's going to slow down, let alone be stopped entirely. This is going to continue as long as these guys are making good money, which, these are multi-million dollar ransoms that they're getting paid out. They're going to continue doing it, and they're going to continue to invest into malicious ways to penetrate environments. And so, Paul came to the conclusion that we need to approach security with the mindset that the bad guy is already in the network, has already gotten past the perimeter, or inevitably will. And that's really the premise that our company was built on. We're pioneering this cyber storage space. It's called Data First Security. It's where we're protecting the data itself, and we're protecting it in a way that no one has ever done before. And ultimately, what we're doing is we're devaluing data to unauthorized outsiders, to hackers, to bad actors. And it's making a difference. It's making a big difference for our customers.
Yeah. So, when I first met you guys, again, that tagline really got me, right? Make your data unhackable. And we all know data is, the heart and soul or the IP of really, almost every company, right? Whether that's your customer data, IP data, your source code, all of these things is the foundation of what has taken companies a long time to build, right? And that's their crown jewel. And when you say make data unhackable, for somebody like me, who knows technology, but I'm not, an engineer, kind of walk me through or help explain to the audience, How do you guys make data unhackable? Because that just sounds like a utopia, right? Like, wow, that makes perfect sense, right? Like, but how? Because so, absolutely, I'm sure it's a challenging task or engineering feat. But how do you guys do it on a high level?
Yeah, why wouldn't you want to make your data unhackable? So essentially, to your point, customers' competitive edge, sensitive information about their employees or their customers, it's everywhere. And so every customer out there has a reason to try to make their data unhackable. And, you know, we're super proud to be able to execute on that, to actually help them protect themselves from even the most advanced forms of cyber attacks. And so ultimately what we do is we help customers take their intellectual property, their personal identifiable information, their medical files, their legal files, whatever they deem as being sensitive, and we put it through the Kalamu process, which is a patent protected, it's our special sauce. And ultimately what we do is we compress files, we encrypt the file. Big emphasis here, we fragment the file, break it into multiple pieces. We re-encrypt the fragments. So we take these fragments and encrypt them again with unique keys. And then we scatter, big emphasis on scatter, scatter those fragments across multiple storage locations. And so when the inevitable happens and a bad actor gains access to a customer's data, all they have access to is what we call digital sludge. Heavily encrypted fragments of data, nothing that they can read, nothing of value, nothing that they can go sell or leak on the dark web. And that really is the core of the value that we bring customers right there. Even when the inevitable happens, when the data gets compromised, it's completely useless and the hacker has no leverage to demand those multi-million dollar ransoms. So it's unique. And the outcome is predictable and very, very impactful to the business.
So again, you know, Dean, I know every time you and I talk, we can talk for an hour because this topic is just, you know, such a important, you know, topic. You know, obviously when you, so if a customer says, hey, look, I have my data in AWS, I have my data in, you know, Dropbox, Box, or OneDrive, or all of these places they assume has some security and protection, you know, for them, what would you say? I mean, that's where a lot of people are hosting, you know, their corporate data information in the cloud. How would you guys complement that? Or what would you say to those, you know, customers, maybe engineers or not engineers, like where they feel protected already, where their data is located today?
Yeah, great question. And my response always is, as long as there are human beings pressing a keypad, that represents vulnerability right there. So whether it's a successful phishing attack, misconfiguration of one of those environments that you were describing, or even just, you know, brute force from a bad actor, there's opportunities for them to get into environments. And the statistics really back that. We're seeing more successful attacks today than we were yesterday. And certainly before, you know, we were the day before that. And until we're completely run by robots, there's going to be vulnerability. And that's just the human element of the world and the way we manage our digital assets. So we also believe in a concept that not all data is made equal, right? So the data that lives in one of those cloud environments, and we're often compared to immutable storage, which isn't a terrible, but it's an inaccurate and incomplete way to view us or compare us. Immutable storage is great. It's going to stop a malicious bad actor from deleting or manipulating your data. What immutable storage will never solve for is when that bad actor wants to come in and steal a copy of your data, steal your IP. So while those immutable environments are great for recovery scenarios, meaning you're always going to have a clean copy of your data to restore back to should you have an event, it's never going to protect you from the bad guy who wants to steal your important stuff. And that's the real key differentiator that Kalamu brings to the table. And oh, by the way, the bad guy trying to steal your stuff, we call that exfiltration. That's prevalent in over 80% of ransomware attacks today. And so, you know, the methodologies, the security controls of yesterday simply aren't keeping up with the attacks of today.
Yeah. And and you and I talked about it's an interesting time because even though we're seeing every single day, every single week, you know, big companies, well-known brands getting hacked. And you just think to yourself, like, wow, these guys have all the money in the world. They have all the security teams in the world and all the tools. How are they still getting hacked? And you just realize that you, no matter how big a company you are, how many tools and how big your team is, you just can't protect it all. I mean, that is the world we live in today. And that is, you know, one, very scary. And two is, I think you need to get rid of that fear, but have to have a plan to deal with it, right? So obviously the very recent, there's kind of two very, very recent, just in the last couple of days, examples, and would love to kind of get your feedback on it. One is Uber, and obviously, you know, two being the Rockstar Games, right? And kind of maybe talk about your commentary between, you know, the difference between each companies and maybe how, you know, Calamu could have helped these companies.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. A good place to start is these are not your traditional, your classic ransomware attacks. This is not your father's ransomware attack. And it's terrible to laugh at it, but it's really key to point out that Lapsus, who was, you know, the cyber gang behind these attacks, the same cyber gang behind both of these attacks, they were out to steal the data. They did not care to simply go in and encrypt and lock down your data or your applications. They were out there to steal incredibly sensitive intellectual property from both companies and then go back to these companies and say, hey, I have your special sauce. Pay me X millions of dollars or this special sauce is going to hit the dark web. And that's all the leverage they will ever need to demand even the highest of ransoms. And that was consistent with both of these attacks. And again, is consistent with over 80% of the breaches that we're seeing today. So let me talk a little bit about, you know, where Calamu comes in. So, you know, should these, you know, and I hope to speak to both of these organizations at some point, but ultimately, these companies were storing their crown jewels on what I call to be vulnerable storage platforms. It could have been a NAS environment. It could have been a backup. A lot of the details still haven't emerged yet. But ultimately, they did not take a data-first security approach. They may have encrypted their data, but poor key management or, again, stealing credentials is an easy way to bypass that. Either way, they got at that data. They were able to read that data. They were able to download that data and subsequently are in a position to demand millions and millions of dollars of ransom from both of these organizations because they have control of their intellectual property. And I think in both cases, their source code.
So, you know, you talked about earlier, Dean, that, you know, you guys obviously fragment, you know, the data. And again, you know, we want to keep the audience excited in that if you want to learn more about how the technology works, we're going to be, you know, planning a webinar with Dean and Calamu to kind of go through all of that. So make sure, you know, the audience attend that one. But when you guys fragment the data, how does then, you know, the people who need to access that data then put it back together to you know, use it, right? What is kind of the high level process to do that while you're protecting them? Yet at the same time, they need to use it perhaps on a daily or weekly or monthly basis. Right?
Yeah, great question. So the short answer is the authorized user's experience. So the user that has Calamu credentials notices no change in how they interact with their files. So whether that file used to exist on their laptop or just an organizational or company-wide file share, their experience does not change. They don't take any additional measures or need to go through any decryption. They don't need to put the fragments back together. Calamu handles that. And we handle it in a very, very highly performant manner where not only is there no additional steps that the user has to take in building that file back together, but it's also very, very performant. We're talking like millisecond type of reconstitution or pulling that file back together.
So you, you know, you and Paul have both been in obviously this, you know, cybersecurity in this space for a long time. I'm sure you've seen a lot of changes from the last 10 years to the last 2 years, even with COVID, right? Everything, digital transformation is a fantastic thing for businesses, but then it also drives complexity and more loopholes than ever, right? So what have you seen, Dean, in the last 2 years where, you know, why Calamoon now? You know, is this the right timing? Are we too early, or is this the right timing? And why do you think that is, especially now that we're on this digital transformation journey and it's not going to slow down anytime soon, right? There's going to be more software, more data generated, which is great for the business. But at the same time, that means they have even more risk, right, that they're generating on a daily basis to protect. What do you think?
Yeah, with the pandemic thing, I mean, there's more people working from home. There's more devices being used for business purposes now than ever before. And that number only continues to climb. There's more access points. There's more applications to kind of cater to this work from home community that's now out there to make them productive. Well, that, as you pointed out, also represents vulnerability. It represents opportunities for bad actors to penetrate this environment, you know, or this network that we keep describing. I would also suggest that the Internet of Things, just the mere value of data, what enterprises are realizing that, you know, data is the new oil. Even if it doesn't represent a ton of value today, you want to take in as much data as possible, because who knows, tomorrow, next week, next year, the data that you're collecting today could represent competitive advantage, right? So there's always a reason to hold on to data. Sometimes it's, you know, it's regulatory purposes that you got to hold on to that. It's compliance purposes. Other times it's competitive advantage. Nonetheless, data is accumulating faster than ever before. There's more access points than ever before. There's more data to be stolen than ever before. And the bad actors realize this. They're making money. They're only increasing the sophistication and the frequency of their attacks. So now is the time to pivot and really take a data-first security approach. Protect your crown jewels. Protect your intellectual property, your PII, your medical data, your legal files, whatever is sensitive to you. There's now a solution out there that can completely neutralize the impact of these, you know, double extortion-style ransomware attacks where these guys are trying to steal your sensitive data, and the answer is Calamoon.
Yeah, and again, just you guys' messaging and the concept just resonates so much with me, because you know, one of the main things I always remember you tell me is, look, the bad guys are gonna get in. Like, it doesn't matter how tall your walls are, how wide those walls are, how deep those walls are. Like, the bad guys are gonna get in. If not now, later in the future, and it's not a matter of if, but when. And that sounds discouraging to business owners and executives trying to run business, you know, while they're focusing trying to run the business. There's such a huge risk, you know, behind them every day. But that's why I love your concept, right? So when you talk to these customers who, when you first talk to them, they already have a security stack today, whatever the stack is, right? And sometimes there's 5 tools, 10 tools that they try to build this wall, as we call it. Once they implement Calamoon, what do you suggest? Do you see customers maybe getting rid of some of those stacks? Not saying that it's not as important anymore, but you know, obviously a customer only has so much budget, but understanding that, hey, look, if we're protecting our foundation, the data cannot be taken or hackable. Maybe we can, you know, we don't need certain product sets in the stack anymore. Do you see that approach, or do you see this as another add-on to complement what else the customer has? Or do you feel like there are certain stack where a customer can also reduce costs, where, hey, you have Calamoon protecting you, so maybe few other stacks you don't need as much? What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great question. And every scenario is a little bit different. But by and large, the situation that we find ourselves in with customers is Calamoon is bringing value, is complementary to these other investments, other security controls that they have in place. Security controls where they don't have to worry about a widget that wasn't designed to stop exfiltration or theft of data to cover them. They now have a solution that can focus exclusively on that. That's Calamoon, the backup product, the data loss prevention product. the data security posture management product can just focus on and deliver value on what it was designed for. So we come into an environment and we give customers and their technology stack a nice boost in that we're complementary to what they do. We add value to what they do. And we're building out very quickly an ecosystem of alliance partners with the backup vendors, with the DLP folks, with the data security posture management folks. And it's resounding how excited they are to see Calamu enter the space, and when they see firsthand the value that they bring to their products.
Now, first of all, those partnerships are super smart, man. I see it on LinkedIn. I think, first of all, you're doing a fantastic job as a sales leader. Those partnerships are, it makes perfect sense. I mean, so I think, love seeing you guys grow there. So, one of the main questions that I love on these podcasts is we have audiences from, CEO, C-level, CEO, CFO, CTO, C-level executives who are, looking at the vision and the big picture of the business. And then we also have, procurement and IT and security teams that are working day to day to try to protect the business, provide value to the business and run the business. They both of these, departments kind of focus on different things, right? And mm-hmm. So if you were to talk to executives, what would the conversation look like? And then when you're talking to obviously the day-to-day, security teams and IT teams and procurement teams, what would you tell them about Calamu that would really help make their life and their job easier?
Great question. For the executive suite, ransomware and the threat of data theft is a business threat. It's a business problem. It's not just an IT or just a cybersecurity problem. It's a threat to the viability of the company long term. Either they're out to steal your competitive edge, your intellectual property. Maybe it's the design of the next autonomous vehicle and leak it on the dark web. Maybe they're out there to steal sensitive information about your people, your employees. Either way, it's a very significant threat to the business overall. And, I think everyone from CEOs to COOs across the entire executive suite is starting to realize that this isn't just something that you can push off to the security, or the infrastructure team. This is something that really takes a collective effort from everyone, especially the executive staff. And so they hear about Calamu and even when the conversation becomes a technical one, they love joining the conversations. They're very inquisitive and interested to find out other opportunities to deploy Calamu, other use cases where they can take advantage of us. For the IT folks, for the IT admin, the IT directors, Calamu, let's face it, they're all being tasked with doing more with less. They got to keep more systems and applications up and running. Every minute where they need to, ring the fire alarm or do some remediation work because of a breach or because of an outage is time that they shift away from innovation. And that can really hamper an organization. That can really hamper a company entirely. The value prop for our IT pros, let's call them out there, is with Calamu, you can completely eliminate the threat of data exfiltration, of successful ransomware attacks. You can ensure that your infrastructure is always available and online. The way that we write and the way that we fragment our data represents virtually unlimited availability of your data as well. You can sustain a deletion. You can sustain an encryption attack. You can even withstand a cloud outage and still have your data always available online. So that makes huge difference for the IT pros. And then, our friends in procurement, we've got a very flexible and friendly licensing model, one that allows our customers to get in small if they wish and grow at their own pace. Again, technology that is complementary and allows the organization to recognize the true value of the ancillary technologies, some of these complementary technologies around us. So it's a really nice conversation for everyone across the company, whether it's executives, the IT pro, or the procurement folks.
Yeah, that was, you guys check all the boxes, man. And I think every company should definitely check you guys out. And, you know, obviously through the Verisource marketplace, they're going to get additional benefits. But yeah, no, this is amazing stuff. So as we kind of wrap up the podcast here, Dean, you know, the last question I always enjoy asking is more of out of the box, which is, you know, from everything you've learned in the last 10 years, or even, everything you learn every day now, if you were to give, you know, kind of a, like a business tip to, could be startups, could be, you know, executives, could be IT, like what would be kind of Dean's business tip just based on, you know, something you really care about, you know, business, you know, work-wise or not, what would you say kind of to the world?
Wow. I didn't expect this, Victor, but I love the question. You know, one thing jumps out to me, and it's the importance of always showing up, whether it's a prospect or a customer that we don't have much hope for. You know, it's not very clear what the project is, or if there's a perceived need, or if it's a partner that's just trying to find their way in the world. Everybody is deserving of our undivided focus and attention. And sometimes the most meaningful, the biggest impact type of engagements that we find ourselves in are the ones that start off a little bit in a state of ambiguity. We're not really sure what we're going to get out of it. It's not a clear slam dunk or home run. Yet connecting with people, understanding their world, their needs, what they have to bring to the table is incredibly important. And it's easy to lose sight of that. But, you know, when I reflect back on some of the most meaningful, impactful relationships, deals that I've worked with customers on, it's ones that in the beginning weren't entirely clear as to where we're going or what the end goal was. But if you show up with the right level of preparation and intent, really special things can happen. So if I had to tell the younger me something, that would be it. But that's something that I often share with my team and a lot of the folks that I work with.
That is, that's amazing, man. Really enjoyed our conversation. Again, appreciate having you guys on, and look forward to setting up that next webinar with you guys, man.
Sounds good, Victor. I appreciate you having me on, and want to thank you and the Verisource team again.
That was an amazing episode of the Did You Know podcast with Verisource. Hope you enjoyed it and got some great insights from it. Make sure you follow us on social media for the next episode. And if you want to get the best deals from the guest today, make sure to send us a message at sales@verisource.com.